Did you know that you could be a lucrative sponsor of Shagmardenoid Plus? It's our subscription version of the podcast. Listeners can pay to get access to exclusive bonus content or even listen to the show without ads.
All you've got to do is head to shagmardenoid.com and follow the instructions or click on the link in the show blurb and sign up.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, you're listening to Shagmardenoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Yes, hello, hello, hello. And this week it is it's an out-of-office reply of sorts. It is a questions from the public special.
Yeah.
Because we've got a lot on, so we've recorded this in advance. We could sort of fake it in a way, and we could go like, oh, hey, is it in, as if people
have pretend that
like,
it's that week.
What have you been up with this week? Right. Oh, I've just done, here's an anecdote of ages ago that I never told, but yeah. No. We're straight with you.
Straight up.
Straight with you. We're straight up. We're busy as fuck this week. We recorded these last week. Some questions from the public. Did a fuckload of them. We've got some icks. We've got some great stories coming at you. Rosie,
do you know what,
anything
though?
To add? Time's money. Anything to add? Quick, snappy.
No.
Snappy.
Don't you dare sorry. Click your fingers at sorry, me sorry, ever sorry, again. I'll sorry. Cut them off. Under my roof.
Wow.
Sometimes I think it might be nice just to have the ones like this. Do you not think?
A little question from the public special. I know they are. You know, it's nice to have an extended sort of... an extended catch-up, if you will, with the people who make this podcast what it is. The sick perverts who send stuff in. It's nice for them to get their own little episode now and then.
Do you know what? There's still so many emails. And if you've got anything to tell us, shagmardenoid@gmail.com. Keep them coming.
Absolutely.
Hope you enjoy this little episode.
Yeah, enjoy. Bye.
Bye.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Good day to you, Chris and Rosie. Rosie and Chris. No arguments on name order, please.
Great.
I was listening to episode 23 or 24. My God.
Wow.
Take it back now, y'all. The one with the guy who cleans his teeth with the drawstring of his hoodie. Remember
oh,
that
I remember
one?
Him.
And
yeah,
carries
yeah, yeah.
around a Kirby grip to clean his ears with. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, yeah, the fucking Swiss Army Dirty Sod.
Yeah. Swiss Army Dirty Sid.
Yeah.
Imagine if he's called Sid.
Nah.
I have a similar story. Mm. Please keep me anonymous because this story gives me the heebie-jeebies and I wouldn't want people to know this happened to me. When me and my husband were first going out, I would spend a lot of time in his parents' house as we lived nearby each other.
Okay.
This meant I often stayed over. Mine and his parents had no issue with this, in brackets, as we were 19 at the time.
Mm. What?
I should think not. Isn't it funny what age people's parents are still annoyed by stuff?
What do you mean?
At 19, if our lads are like, can I stay out? I'd be like, get out of the house. Don't care where
she
you
means
are.
Sleeping in the same room.
I always find it weird. I don't know what we're going to be like as parents, but my mum and dad, as soon as I was like 15, they were like, I was like such and such a staying over. And my boyfriend at the time, they were like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, that's probably why you're a big slag now.
Or why I wasn't as much of a slag. Who knows?
Honestly, I think it's to do with hearing it. I think it's to do with people going, I do not want to hear you shagging.
Yeah,
I don't want to know what's happening. So the whole not under my roof thing, I don't think it's like, you want to shag, you get the fucking bus stop. I feel like it's a... I don't want... there's nothing more oppressive than listening to people, than being able to hear people shagging. If you're in a hotel and you hear people fucking rattling each
awful
other in the next room.
If it's your bairns, I get that.
And if it's your kid, oh, God.
But at the same time, I do think some parents were crazy strict.
Yeah.
To the point where they were actually so strict that their daughter, mostly daughters, wasn't, well, that's from my what's the word? Because I was obviously a girl, growing up with other girls. They were the worst.
Yeah?
They were the worst. The ones with the strict parents. Yeah. Slags.
Wow.
Pure slags. And just lying through the skin and the teeth to the point where their parents thought that they were like perfect, and you could see how judgy they were about other people. Well, they let them. I remember once I was friends with somebody, and I think their mom found out that my boyfriend was allowed to sleep at my house, and she literally was like, "I can't believe that your parents let your boyfriend stay over." Must have been 16, right? And I was like, "Your daughter is an absolute slag." And you have no idea. And then, and you know when you're just like, are you for real?
Imagine if you actually said it. I think you find, I think you find, Mrs. Whatever, your daughter has got spunk in her hair. So look at that. Eh?
And I just had to sit there going, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Anyway. So they're 19 and they're at each other's house. They're staying over.
Okay.
So at this time, I would keep a lot of makeup and hair stuff at his parents' house.
Okay.
Because I am a lazy fucker and didn't want to go back and forth. Is it laziness or efficiency? I think it's a bit of both, babe.
I think it's efficient.
I think it's very efficient. Good for you.
I respect it.
Me too. Anyway, one day I was getting ready to go into town in the family bathroom. Time to do my hair. I'll grab a hair grip, I thought. I usually left these in a little pile on the shelf next to the sink. I put a few in, brackets two or three, and needed one more. So I picked one up and needed to turn it round and open it up. Now, I am an utter scruff, so to do this, I normally place the grip between my teeth, then sort of slide my fingernail in the middle to separate the prongs. Right. Rosie, I hope you know what I'm talking about. Absolutely, it's
I've
not scruffy at all.
Yeah, I've seen
it's
you
called being clever and multitasking.
I'm preparing myself for what she's found in the middle of this.
Anyway, I did this, slid it out of my teeth and put it in my hair. I felt something in my tooth.
Oh, God.
It was sticky. It was tangy.
Oh, Jesus.
It was earwax.
Oh!
After gagging and questioning my life choices, I immediately brushed my teeth and asked my boyfriend why the fuck there was earwax on my hair grips, to which he replied, his dad...
Regularly
used them to clean his ears with.
Oh.
Regularly. And would just put them back in the pile.
Why is it worse that it's the dads and not the boyfriends?
I don't know why.
I don't know why it's worse,
but
it is worse.
There's something worse about it. Old monkey dad earwax.
Less of the old slagging off dads, please. I'm a dad.
It's true. Old monkey dad earwax. I don't know how long this was going on for and how long my hair was riddled with in-law earwax. But I swiftly moved my hair grips into my makeup case and replaced them with cotton buds.
Then again, I've got to say though, don't be leaving your hair fucking grips all around other people's houses and expect them not to either throw them away or use them for something.
Oh, come on.
Oh, fuck hair grips, man. I've mentioned it before, but it's ridiculous how many. There's so many in our house, just everywhere. And you find them and it's like you found a £20 note. You're like, oh, mint hair grip.
Because I'm
running out. Oh, yeah, there is one there, Rosie, because you just take them off and just fucking throw them around the house like confetti.
I mean, I don't do that. They just get everywhere. I don't know why.
Have a pot, take them out, put them in the pot, call it the pot that they go in and have it. And always take them out there and always put them in there.
Nah.
Okay.
Can't live like that.
Well, good chat.
Sometimes when I'm making tea, I get a bit of a headache because my hair's been in too long. Mm. So I take them out and I put them on the side.
Awful.
What are you going to do about it?
They're horrible.
Do you know what's
them.
Funny? I can just imagine that dad being like, yeah, not my roofer. Eh? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you too. Oh.
I don't know what it is. Do you know what it is?
Not again.
I wouldn't blame him if he had a quick pick of the bum either. Good on him. Good on the fella. My house, my rules.
Right, okay. Well, no, because we've got two sons and if they've got girlfriends in years to come.
Listen.
Would tell you off. If I caught you using one of our lads' girlfriends, hair grips, I would absolutely bollock you.
Nah. Under my roof, you bring that into my house, I'm allowed to use it for whatever I want. If I want to pick my arse with your tongs, I'm...
Are you excited to see it under my roof? Not under my roof.
I'm very excited.
Looking forward to that.
I'm very excited to tell people to put a jumper on. I'm very excited to
we're going to be this winter.
Why you're born in a barn and slam the doors.
Yeah.
And under my roof and my house, my rules. Yeah. A lot of things I'm really, really ready to put them into.
Me too.
To general rotation.
Can't wait. Do you want to practice on me dead quick?
Yeah, why then?
All right, okay.
Whoa, what are you doing over there? The thermostat?
Oh, I'm just dying, man. It's freezing. I'm just turning the heat up.
put a jumper on if you're cold. Oh, I felt good that. Oh, it felt really nice that. I got all warm.
What about this one? Where? What? How long was that? Five minute shower you just had up there? Eh? 5 minute shower. Not under my roof, sunshine.
Bath! A fucking bath! You'll have a shower and I'll time you.
When you get your own house, you can do what you want.
Yeah.
But while you live here, my house, my rules.
Yeah. Get a dog when you move out.
Yeah.
Oh, I felt good as well.
I know. I feel all alive.
Fucking jackpot. Let's do it.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. In this week's episode, or the one just gone, you were beefing with Rosie about sneezing with her mouth full.
Yep.
Her response was to ask, what else are you supposed to do in that situation? Well, Rosie, I once went out for a meal with my new boyfriend and his family. It was my first time meeting his parents. Halfway through dessert, I felt a sneeze coming on. I had a mouthful of chocolate cake and I knew I couldn't stop it. All I could think to do was sneeze into my hand, leaving me with a handful of half-chewed cake and snot. Thankfully, nobody seemed to have heard the sneeze. And so, with my hand still over my mouth and in one swift motion, I discreetly popped my handful of mushy, snotty chocolate cake back into my mouth.
Fucking
and
hell.
Pretended like nothing had happened.
Oh.
So there is your answer, Rosie. I'm not doing that.
No,
personally.
No, you would rather just sneeze all over the table and my drink and everything that was there.
Well, just because it was in front of you, but actually, maybe, could you not have done it in a tissue? Could you not have just put it in a tissue?
She didn't have time. It's obviously came straight on. Or the sneeze from the hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, but then she's going, I'm wiping all this into the tissue, and then it looks like she's literally wiping shit from her hand, and everyone goes, what's that? So she just discreetly...
It's always things like this, though, that make me laugh, because why do we do this around people? Why do we get so embarrassed about things when... Everybody does this.
Yeah.
Everybody at one point in their life has sneezed with something in their mouth.
Oh, yeah.
We get so embarrassed about stuff, don't
we? Have you ever sneezed with stuff in your mouth and it's ended up in your nose and you've had to snuff it back down into your mouth and swallow it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
The other week on that job I did.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times I needed a pump? Chris, I'm not even joking.
I live with you, so I imagine it
was At one point, we were getting photos taken by the professional photographer, right? I think I'm on one leg because I'm holding a fart in.
On one leg?
I swear to God. And you know when you're like, why am I... Everybody farts, but obviously I can't fart. And he was taking the picture and I'm holding a pump in. I swear to God, I think I'm going to be like tilted, holding one cheek. All I could think at the time was, I can't pump now.
I couldn't, man. You got
it,
man. Honestly, Miriam Margolyes. Set a heaven.
Knock them out
like it was going out of fashion.
Yeah.
Respect. Respect.
She gives a shit, does
Legend.
She?
Nah, she doesn't. That's why it's cool as fuck. If you did it, it would be disgusting. But when she does it, it's really fucking cool.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Chris and Rosie. I've just been listening to the story where the child vomited in the bolognese.
Yes.
Good story.
Classic.
I agree that it was totally wrong and don't understand why they didn't scrape it off the layer. Instead, I will never understand why they didn't just scrape
it
off the top.
Stirred it in.
Fucking
animals. Stirred it in.
Anyway, this reminded me of a story my granny used to tell me about his childhood and thought it could be a good Rosie's Mysteries.
Ooh.
When he was a child, they had three goldfish and it was his job to clean them out.
Okay.
One time he was cleaning out the tank and the bucket he placed the fish in started to leak. Oh. In a moment of panic, the only thing he could think to put them in was...
A pan?
Mmm.
Pan?
Hmm. Is that what you're going with?
Where's he? The sink.
What are you going with? Pan or sink?
Pan in the sink.
No.
No, the sink. The sink.
The sink. Okay.
Yeah.
In a moment of panic, the only thing he could think to put them in was a pan full of potatoes ready for dinner. Without realising, my great-grandma then put on the hob
cook
and mashed the poor goldfish into the potatoes for her shepherd's pie.
Oh, no!
When my granny realised, he told his mum, who then told him not to mention anyone and she would replace the goldfish in the morning. Needless to say, my granda wasn't very hungry that night, but his dad said it was the best shepherd's pie she's ever made.
Fuck. That's horrendous.
Isn't it?
That's horrendous.
How did she not notice? But then again, if she's making dinner, if she's busy, you might not notice.
Oh, it almost sounds like one of them ones that could be an urban myth, but I'm not bothered because it's a really good story and I enjoyed it.
Who knows? Maybe they've just liked, do you think they would have like melted? Melted? What's the word?
Hot and really hot, boiled and then mashed. That's fucked up.
I bet it did add a nice sort of
I bet
like
you should boil it and then just pick the fish out.
Who knows?
Boiled it and then pick the fish out. You must have.
Believe what you want.
Or, yeah, boiled it and then told him. You know, well, I had to mash them in. Like, you know, They used to wind kids up a lot more.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? It was always like someone will climb through the window and kill you. Like, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was probably like...
You're not allowed to wind kids up anymore.
No, you're not allowed to wind them up anymore. Yes, it was probably more like that.
It's mad for them. They'll be so upset.
Yeah. God. That they will be, though. I can't be... That's the thing, though. People used to wind kids up and tell ghost stories and all that, and you know, but then you've got to deal with the fallout of, I'm not going to sleep, I'm scared. So why am I going to do that? I'm like, no, everything's fine, go to sleep.
No, you're right. I think so. Sometimes it's just gone a bit. It's gone a bit too far the other way, hasn't it?
What, that you're not allowed to tell them that you've mashed up fish? And put them
I don't know.
God, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want?
What if Robin got really upset at something when he was younger that I said that my nana? So my nana Bridget used to always say, "I'm gonna like." She'd be like, "Oh, she'd tickle her and then grab her bum, and she'd be like, "I'm gonna slice that bum off. I'm gonna have it in a sandwich between two bits of bread." And it was hilarious. It was funny.
Oh, it sounds it.
But you know, she'd be joking. And she'd be like pretending to slice your bum.
No, right. So I've heard. I think we've all heard. Oh, look at that little bum. Oh, I could eat it. Oh, you're so cute. I could eat you. I've never heard anyone describe the preparation method of how she was going to
slice your bum. Yeah. Put it in my sandwich.
No, just tell me right now, you're cute. You're bloody cute and you've got a lovely little bum, right? And you're a gorgeous little grandchild. And I don't just want to eat it. I'm going to tell you exactly how I'm going to cook and prepare it, right? I'm going to slice it off, right? Vigorously. I'm going to slice it off and I'm going to cut it up, right? And I'm going to have it in a sandwich, right? White bread. I'm going to have white bread, butter, right? Mayonnaise, salt and pepper. Like, what the fuck's wrong with her?
Right. No, it was lovely. It was a lovely moment. I look back fondly on
that. Sounds awful.
So you said it to Robin. I did that to Robin when he was about three. He started crying.
Of course he did. Honestly. Because you told me you were going to cut his arse off.
Pathetic.
Yeah, ref.
I've never done it since.
God,
I used to love that.
Yeah. Nutter.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I've been listening to the podcast a while now and decided it was my time to share some icks. I've been around the block a few times. In brackets, or should I say around the cock? So I have a bit of a list.
Brilliant.
I enjoyed that a lot. Once I saw a man chase a bag for life around a Tesco car park. I didn't know him, but man, it's just not worth it.
But it's for life, Rosie. It's for life.
I know.
That is your bag for life. That's a commitment. You buy that bag, that is your bag for life. You can't let the wind just take it.
This next one broke me when I read it.
Right.
I had an ex-partner who was on the slimmer side. So to save money, he bought children's underwear.
No. No.
If you didn't think that going down on a bloke and finding children's brief was bad enough, they had little anchors on.
Ahoy there, matey. Oh.
I immediately told my mum, and ever since we've referred to him as Anchor Pants. That's vile.
Anchor Pants!
That's so bad, I'm sorry.
What's he doing? What are you saying? How little are you?
I don't know. Honestly.
Giant kegs.
Buy small men's and get them taken in. You can't be buying kids' kegs and getting sucked off whilst wearing kids' kegs.
Little anchors on them.
Vile.
That's fucking.
There's another one here.
Minging.
I was dating a guy for a while and it was going great until he leant over the banister in the hallway to speak to my mum, who was downstairs at the time, and his posture was so straight that his bum stuck out, almost as if he was offering up to me like a cat in heat. I've never been drier, and let's just say I ushered him out of my home and we haven't spoke since.
That's the thing, right? Look, blokes, if there's blokes out there who you thought was going really, really well with a woman and then just went completely cold on you for no reason, it's something fucking weird that.
Why are
it's
we ridiculous?
It's something weird, like you've bent over and you know what he sounds like? He's got a bloody lovely bum by the sounds of things. He's got a lovely posture, sticks his little bum out. Oh, no, I don't like that. Gone. Or, you know, she doesn't like little SpongeBob SquarePants boxer shorts. Unbelievable.
I know.
Unbelievable.
There's been loads of things when I've been with someone, I've just been like, oh God.
Wow.
Yeah, fun. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Rosie and Chris. Just listening to episode 183 with Chris describing his technique to stop the dick dribbles after,
After
peeing at the urinals.
Oh, thank God. Right, okay. Jesus.
When you shake it.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And it said, never said that before in my life, just seemed appropriate to give it a name.
Oh, no, yeah, happy days.
Reminded me of a quick ick for you.
Lovely.
My husband and I were on a country walk. I had to go for a pee. I squatted behind a tree. My husband called out, "Don't forget to shake the lettuce."
Oh, fucking hell.
What a grim phrase. And that's thanks from Bex in Surrey, naming and shaming her husband Leon.
That's disgusting.
Don't forget to shake your lettuce.
Lettuce. Oh, come on, man.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, I am currently sitting on the tube facing a man who is using a floss pick on his teeth, inspecting the content, eating some of it, and wiping the remains of a tissue on his lap.
Fucking pig. Dirty, horrible pig.
He seems to have no idea that this is strange. What the fuck is wrong with people?
Eating it. Eating it. Right. One, flossing on the train. Get in the bin.
I know.
Get yourself in the bin right now.
Have you seen the video that went viral of the woman shaving a vagina on the train, on the tube?
No.
Have you not?
Shaving her vagina on
the tube. There's a video.
Tube or subway? Because this sounds like it's in America.
I don't know. I couldn't tell. It was.
Sorry, any Americans listening, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry for that swooping generalization, but
no,
come
do you
on.
Know, do you know why you've done that generalization? Why? Because America is just so much bigger. That's why it seems like crazy America, but there's just so many more people in America.
Yeah.
That's why.
Shit, some sticks, yeah,
that's
yeah.
why. Yeah, so this woman is sat, like, bending down, kind of stretching her skin, and just like shaving the top part of her vagina. I've been tagged in it so many. Please stop tagging me in it. Because I've seen it now.
On
can't
the
unsee
train.
It. Yeah.
Has she got a little cup of water that she's shaking it
no.
into or something? No.
No.
Where's she putting it? She's tapping it on the fucking the bar.
The video's not that long. She's just doing it and then it goes off.
God.
Yeah, it's horrendous.
I love that, you know. And then she'll look up and go, "You filming me? That's disgusting."
She'll
really
go, what are you looking at?
Really?
I know.
Oh, God.
Which is like full on under her jeans and like they're like pushed down and she's just doing the top. I mean, she's on, you can't see the actual.
Obviously on her way to a hot date. Obviously on her way to a hot date. Must be a pretty, pretty important guy.
Or she's like a swimwear model.
Right, I mean,
she needs to get rid of them poopy pubes. That, like. Something like that.
Imagine that. Imagine going to have sex with a woman and you're about to take her pants off and she says, just in your ear, just don't, oh, sorry, it's not as neat as I normally like you to be. I had to shave me fanny on the tube on the way here. Sorry? sorry, love, just going to step back. I thought for a second you just admitted to shaving your fanny on the tube. Oh, you did. Okay, cool. Right, well, you can get the tube back home now, you fucking animal.
You know that most people would have still shagged.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, I've been binge listening to about 40 episodes recently.
Holy fuck.
I know. Please keep me anonymous as I am a DJ, currently living and working in Manchester.
Manchester.
And would rather any fans I have did not desert me as a result of this.
Oh. Fantastic. Well, I mean, I hope you don't get your audio tracks mixed up because don't be dropping us at a warehouse project, mate. You clear the fucking room.
I don't get it.
If he goes to...
Is that a club?
Yeah, yeah. If he goes to swap from, you know, what do they do? The mix between tracks and instead of boot, spoot, it just goes, it's time for What's Your Beef? Boo!
Oh, I hate club music.
Mm.
Maybe is that I know that's an unpopular opinion because I know a lot of people love club music and dance music, but honestly, I'd rather go to Flairs. Give me a 3-minute track with a with words. Yeah. I want three verses, right. And I want choruses. I love a bridge.
Are we going to fit all that in 3 minutes? Sounds like you might have
maybe
three and
about
half,
four.
Yeah.
Oh, just club music. I'm just like, when does it end? When do I enjoy this? Because I'm dancing and I'm not enjoying myself.
Yeah. See, I had me era with it. I can't get on board with it now. I had me era. So when I was in Ibiza, did a little bit of work in Ibiza back in the day. Mm-hmm. So it was I remember the one that sticks in my head. It was the one that was "Put Your Hands Up for Detroit."
I love this city.
Fucking banging. Sorry and all.
Yes,
that.
Okay,
absolutely
but well, maybe
banging.
I don't mean that because I quite like that one. But yeah. What do you know what I mean? I'd rather be like what would excite me more than that? It's raining, it's pouring, my love life is boring me to tears.
What the hell is that?
After all these years.
What is that?
It's
what are you doing?
Enough is enough is enough. I can't go on. I can't
all right, okay,
go
yeah,
on.
All right,
no
all right, all right.
More,
there's
no.
A time and place.
Enough is enough yeah. is enough. I want him out. I want him out that
right,
door
okay.
now.
Maybe a gay bar. Believe. Maybe a gay bar in Ibiza would probably play that.
Oh my God, that's where
yeah,
I'd be.
Yeah, yeah,
anyway,
yeah. Of course.
Rather
it would.
Than. That yeah.
Did
stuff.
I tell you the other day I was on
although I did like blow my whistle
right, okay.
blow my whistle baby
I was listening to music in my car the other day
yeah.
and it offers a little thing it says you like new artists and stuff new mm. things that are new releases
mm-hmm.
and there's a thing they do called New Music Friday
right
and I clicked on New Music Friday and it might as well have been called Songs You Will Hate You Old Twat. I just
what
was like
mean?
I was literally I turned into my dad. I was just driving on. Oh, what's this fucking noise?
That's oh, because
it.
It's
everything.
Yeah, I know.
The odd artist I knew, Arctic Monkeys had released something new.
But everything
else was just artists with names that looked like Hotmail addresses.
Yeah.
And just noise. And I was like, I am out of touch.
Same.
I'm old and I'm boring.
Same.
Crap.
Happy to be. So, do you want to hear about the DJ?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A few years ago, a friend and I were DJing at a smallish venue and would take turns either providing the music or controlling the lights.
Right.
On the night in question, we took over from the previous warm-up DJ who had travelled up from London to play the gig. Mm-hmm. Must be pretty big time, these DJs.
Got you. Well, I don't know how it sets up, but one of them's doing the lights and one of them's doing the music. I don't know if they're massive.
Okay, well, all I'm saying is I remember the DJs from when I was younger. I worked in a club. I think one of them worked in Sports Direct as well.
Well.
As well as DJing.
Holding down two jobs, legend.
Well, I'm just saying, it's a warm-up DJ, then them. Like, yeah, yeah. How it seems like a big gig.
Okay.
Right. Everything was going well, except for some reason, the smoke machine didn't seem to be having much effect every time we pressed the button. Regardless, we kept on attempting to use it, but eventually decided that perhaps it needed a refill into its tank.
Oh.
Strangely though, the machine was still half full. So I decided to maybe empty it out and replace the smoke machine fluid. Yeah, it's a proper thing.
Didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. Upon further investigation, I discovered a note on top of it from the previous DJ, which read as follows. Hi, the manager of this club decided not to pay me what we agreed, so I decided to relieve my now empty bladder into this machine.
Oh my God!
Hope you all enjoy.
Oh.
Basically, we had been spraying our fans with a disgruntled DJ's piss for the best part of 2 hours.
Disgruntled DJ's piss. them songs I listen to, New Music Friday, it should have been called Disgruntled DJ's piss. That's how much I enjoyed them.
My question is, do you say anything to them?
Nah.
And I'm guessing he means, what, are the people getting sprayed with piss? Absolutely not. Oh, yeah. Sorry, everyone. Stop that new track by Becky
wah,
Hill.
Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. You know, they're
yeah, yeah, yeah. Wah, wah.
Sorry, everyone. Just to get your attention here. You might have noticed the smoke machine wasn't. Wah, 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 wah. Smoke machine wasn't very good. Smoke machine wasn't very good there. Yeah, you've just been inhaling vaporized piss of the guy who played the songs before.
What's
he saying? So, yeah. Anyway, here's Shania Twain or someone, I don't know.
Wouldn't be Shania Twain. Look at me, I said Becky Hill, I'm so up to date.
I don't know what that is.
Becky Hill, she's got some mint songs out.
Cool.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Please keep me anonymous. I work in student accommodation.
Ooh.
Every September, we welcome 2,000 students in our accommodation, where they, in brackets, hopefully, spend the best years of their life. All right, love, you're not selling it to us.
All right, man. Yeah, I'm not going to move in. Like, chill.
Come on, guys. We have a real mix of students living with us, from students who have just turned 18, mature students, international students, etc. It's a right mixed bag.
Okay.
I would hate to be a living mature student.
Mm. Oh, God.
I'd rather die.
Right. Wow, you'd rather die.
Just to remember, I never went to uni, but I had a boyfriend who was at uni.
Yeah.
And for the first year, he lived in the halls, right? Yeah. Which was fine because we were 18, 19, yeah. Whatever. Didn't matter. Imagine going there now as a 36-year-old and living there.
That's the thing, though, right?
No way. No way, Jose.
How mature are we talking here? Because I remember now I'm thinking back to the mature students who were, when I was at uni, and it was like there was mature students mm-hmm. who lived there, who lived in the halls and stuff. And I was like, oh, mature student. Look at that old bloke. He's probably 26.
25.
Yeah, yeah. He's probably 25 or 26. Yeah. And I was look at this fucking fossil. Look at him. Yeah. Look at him. He can barely stand up. Look at him. Like, yeah.
He's I could have done it at 25, but really now I just couldn't do it.
I could not imagine anything worse than currently now as a 36-year-old man living in student halls with 19-year-olds.
No.
God, it'd be awful. You would just feel... fair play to mature students. Like, fair play for putting yourself out there and going back and trying to, you know...
Yeah, my dad did it.
Fair for... What a daunting, horrible...
Mm.
Oh, God. Oh.
I could do the like, student bit. I just couldn't do the living in the halls.
Oh, I couldn't do any interaction at all. I wouldn't know what would go on. It would be like... It'd be like visiting a fucking alien planet.
Chris, honestly, I know that I'm saying this out loud and... Yeah. I could happily never ever go clubbing ever again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I've been for about 3 years. Like,
yeah, fuck clubbing. Done. What are you doing?
2 o'clock.
Start early, end early.
Yeah.
Let's all go out 2 in the afternoon,
yep.
Steaming, back in the house, 7 o'clock, curry, bed for 9, wake up feeling fine.
Brilliant. I'm on board. Before the students move in, it's my job to make sure that every room gets cleaned, painted and looking brand new.
Mm.
Basically, to make the room look like another tenant has never lived there, but that's not always easy.
Mm.
Some of the tenants move out and leave so many belongings behind. So as you can imagine, we see some right sights.
Mm.
Every year, we place our bets on the weirdest or most gross things that we'll find left in a tenant's room. Quite often in the bottom drawer, under the bed, or stuffed behind the sofa. Winners in previous years have been drawers of dildos, used condoms.
Condoms.
Vile.
Yuck.
Once we had a freezer that had been turned off and was full of rotten meat and maggots.
Brilliant.
You name it, we found it. However, this year, a tenant has topped them all.
What? Has topped used condoms and freezers full of maggots?
Yeah.
Fuck, strap in.
Keys were returned for one of the studio flats. So we headed up to check the condition of the room.
Oh,
upon opening the door, we noticed the floor was incredibly sticky. Not unheard of, but it does make you wonder what else you might find. We carried on inspecting the room to find not one, not two, but 3 plastic vaginas.
Oh, you can... Oh...
You have to excuse my lack of knowledge when it comes to male sex toys, but they were basically... A plastic foof with a hole in insert your penis.
Yes.
You get the gist. These weren't discreetly hidden in a drawer and forgotten about when the tenant moved out. Oh, no. They were left on the kitchen worktop and desk for the world to see.
Kitchen worktop.
But it gets worse.
What?
One of them, not clean, may I add, was being stored on top of the tenant's clean kitchenware.
Gosh.
As I walked across to the desk and noticed 2 more plastic vaginas.
5!
I found that they had been attached to plastic bottles.
What the fuck's going on?
So is it a fleshlight?
Well, I don't know. I can't...
Because is it a fleshlight?
5 of them.
Oh.
Why has she got 5 of them?
I don't
Why
know.
Are they all over the place like there's been an orgy and they're
don't
asleep?
Know. Safe to say, exited the room and nearly vomited. That has definitely won the award this year for weirdest thing you find. Can't wait to see you on your new tour.
5.
You have a better night than you did this day.
5... 5 plastic vaginas mm-hmm. just left about the place mm-hmm. on top of plates,
mm-hmm.
sticky floor. What kind? Like,
ugh.
Who is this man?
I don't know, but this is. So we just said that's not. Why is it that I would assume that would be a dirty old bloke?
This is a young lad.
I feel like it makes it worse.
So you're automatically assuming mature student.
I assume when I hear stories like that, I've got a picture of a bloke in my mind, who it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Who I've seen on some sort of BBC drama.
Right, okay, yeah. Yeah.
Dirty old man. Insert old man here.
Is he carrying all of his belongings in a carrier bag?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Old, faded supermarket carrier bag.
Yes,
yeah, I can see
him.
Who is it? Five. I can't get my head around. They're expensive, you know.
Are they? How much are they?
I don't know. Ooh, but I imagine, I am going to guess, ballpark figure, a plastic vagina is going to be 80 quid.
I've never Googled fleshlight.
Brilliant.
You can get them on Amazon.
Can you get them on Amazon? Are you searching Amazon for fleshlights?
No, fleshlight toy. Oh, Etsy? Where I buy my console? Oh, God.
What?
Masturbator men. Oh, I've never seen one of them plastic vaginas like that.
If you've just tuned in to Shagwine Annoyed, Rosie has Googled fleshlight sex toys for the first time and her eyes are wider than I've ever seen them.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that is like, they've done a nice vagina, to be fair. Look at the lips on that. Look
at
that.
Oh my God.
Look.
Look at the lips. Jesus Christ.
It's slightly raw chicken-like.
That's,
but,
how much
I mean,
is it?
$39.54.
Ah, that's a lot cheaper than I thought it was. Hey, I tell you what a bloody bargain. Hey,
handmade.
Hey, I'll have five.
Aye, handmade in the UK.
Handmade.
Yeah, there's not a bit of stubble in sight.
Oh.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Rosie, Chris and the boys. Hope you're all well. We recently listened to the episode where Sandra, aka Rosie's mum, stole an item of Rosie's, namely her phone charger cable. We actually found out that She didn't.
No, Rosie just misplaced it because she's stupid.
I haven't apologised yet for that, actually.
Don't. She doesn't
deserve it. They're outside the door. Fuck off. Don't know what they're doing. Oh, it's bath time. Mama's putting them in the bath.
Robin's bottle flipping.
But he's still bottle flipping. Jesus.
What a nerd.
It's so annoying. But he's filled it half with water, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to spill. It hasn't yet.
Do you know every time we go to the shops now, he asks for a bottle of water?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm like, no.
At least he's drinking water, I suppose.
Well, I don't get this.
Leads us to our question to you both, right? If you were to steal any single item, not necessarily of value, from a stranger's or friend's house for the sole purpose of causing annoyance and inconvenience, what would you steal? For example, we would steal the following. The glass plate from the microwave and the string light pole from the bathroom.
Nice.
And before you ask Chris, yes, we have done this.
Wow.
That's Sam and Andy. So what would you steal from your mate's house or your mum and dad's house or something just to solely piss them off? I've got one that I think would be really irritating.
Okay.
The kettle.
Kettle would be annoying.
I think the kettle.
Hard to get that out of the house.
Is, yeah.
How are you going to get a kettle out of someone's house?
That
by
is
then.
True. Your pillow.
Pillow would be annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Pillow would be really annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Let me have a think.
Your dog.
I mean, that's just kidnapping a dog.
Never
it's not annoying. It's not annoying.
Have
that's
them,
just awful.
Have them going around the streets.
Oh, do you know what? I'm going to raise your kettle thing. You know what I would take?
What?
You know the thing you put the kettle on?
Oh.
That.
Yes.
Because you would,
okay.
You'd get your kettle, you'd fill it up, you'd go back and you'd stand there and you'd go, the fuck do I do now?
Touché. All of them have them.
Well, if it didn't, I'd just let you steal the kettle.
Have they just kind of, that's an old school, remember when you used to plug the kettle plug. Oh my God, there's something.
Yeah.
Do you remember going somewhere and if your mum and dad had to take the kettle like to the caravan or something like that and then you couldn't find the kettle lead because it was a certain type of lead.
Right, okay.
And it was like, it was the three, kind of like the rubber three prong thing.
I know exactly what you mean.
And you'd be like, where's the kettle lead plug? And nobody could find it and you couldn't use anything else.
Wow.
So you were just knackered.
No.
And then you had to put the bloody water on the hob.
Water on the hob.
The olden days. Yeah.
Serves you right for going caravanning.
Don't you dare.
Serves you right.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I was just listening to episode 172 on my way in at work this morning and just had to share this with you. As Chris was discussing his sponsor of the week about the builder's mugs, you reminded me of my mum. I don't think it's your voice or anything. I think it's just the story. One weekend a few months ago, I was home from uni and was having a takeaway with my parents and noticed that my mum was drinking from a new pint glass. So I asked her where she got it and she said from the pub. First of all, mum doesn't drink, so this seemed a little bit odd.
Oh, right.
My mum steals glasses all the time.
Right.
Like, she likes the big Pepsi glasses and they're just the right size, apparently.
Jesus.
So also not really surprising.
Right.
I then asked which one, as we have two in the village, She said the Greyhound. This is when I got confused, as this pub has been closed since before lockdown. So I asked her how she got it since it was closed. She then responded, it was under the hedge at the front of the pub and had been for years. So she decided to take it. She had seen it on her daily walks and just decided to pick it up.
Oh my God.
When I told her this was disgusting, she then took a big gulp of her drink from this glass and said, it's fine. I put it through the dishwasher.
Fucking hell. Oh.
Even though this is gross, this is my mum to a tea. She will bring anything home she finds that has been left for a few days, from footballs, jumpers, well, any clothing really, to apparently gross pint glasses from under hedges.
That's ridiculous.
Would you have ever took that?
Well, no, not from there. But I got a genuine big fuck you to everyone who steals nice pint glasses from pubs, because it, you know, you go. So I went the other day. What was I drinking? Heineken Silver. I was drinking, right, and it comes in a really cool glass, a new pint glass, and I was like, that's amazing. And then I finished it and I went up for another pint and they gave us my next one in a fucking Stella glass. And I went, excuse me. And they went, oh, we've run out of them. And I thought, because pricks nicking them. So I took it back to the table and I poured it like a loser into the nice glass that I liked. So, yeah.
But that happens when you go to a bar, like Bag Holiday Monday down at the Krabby, remember?
Yeah, the Crab Shack,
and you had to pay a pound to get in.
Yeah.
But then you'd end up drinking a glass of wine out of a Stella, half a Stella glass.
It's just like carnage. Absolutely the saddest thing
in the world.
No rules whatsoever.
I know.
Wine out of gin glasses, a lawless waste.
Gin glasses, you get one gin at the beginning of the night in a nice glass, and then you just don't see it.
Half glasses.
At the party, you don't see it. And you go, oh, that was nice while it lasted.
Yeah.
Like your first drink
at
a party, at a function, in a function room at a party,
it'll
have all the berries in and that, and it'll have nice stuff, all the ice in the big glass, and then after that,
are you referring to the christening we went to a few weeks ago?
Many others as well, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it just and then you never see that again.
Yeah, by the end of the night, you're like, can I get a double gin and tonic? They're like, I cup your hands, and they're just fucking spraying it in your hand.
Open your mouth, we've ran out of glasses. Oh, Jesus Christ. Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, say it properly, network. Acast Creator Network. Have some bloody respect for the boss, eh?
Honestly.
The house where this is housed.
I had something in my throat.
Well, it's very unprofessional. So, thank you so much, guys. ShaggedMarriedAnnoyed@gmail.com if you want to send anything in. And we'll be back in New Year's next week.
We'll be back next week properly. Chuntering on about all the bullshit in my life.
We've had a week off as well. We might actually have something interesting to say.
Oh, hey.
No,
let's go and do something social.
Nope. Don't get your hopes up. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.